This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you, and good afternoon. If you've driven through Litchfield past M&M Service Company, you may have noticed some construction work. M&M is adding a fertilizer shed to their facility, but that's not the only change they've made lately. M&M Service Company has also added on to their energy sector by acquiring Wolf Oil, which is also located on Route 66, just across the street from their Litchfield location. I talked with M&M Service Company's General Manager, Brad Kloss, Energy Marketing Manager, Brent Wadsworth, and Energy Management Specialist, Kent Wolf, to find out the details about the recent changes. Brad, some changes have been taking place lately for the business and have actually been doing that over the years, starting with the merger of Madison, McCoupin, and Montgomery Service Companies. So maybe we'll start there and then move into some of the recent changes.
Yes, Katie, thank you for talking with us today. Yes, actually the roots of M&M Service Company, M&M was formed in September of 1998. The roots actually go back with predecessor companies as far back as 1927, when the local co-ops were formed to supply fuel to the farmers in that time. Our primary companies involved here in the mergers over the years have been McCoupin Service, Madison Service Company, and Montgomery Service Company. The main changes we have going on right now, as you can see here at our Litchfield facility, we are expanding what we call phase two of our dry fertilizer center that services, along with the marine plant and the fertilizer plant in Marine, Illinois, in Madison County, serves our entire geography. The phase two is additional fertilizer storage. Back in 2004, we had the need to centralize our fertilizer operations, primarily due to regulation and the older small plants that we had weren't able to keep up with the modern-day farmers and how they can do things so much quicker, so we needed to do a super center where we could really supply fertilizer, high capacity, high output per day. We built phase one in 2004, which included some storage as well as all the blend facility, and then this new facility here that you see today will add much more storage capacity. In total will be somewhere over 14,000 ton of fertilizer depending on what products, and this also gives us the diversity to handle the products that today's farmer needs with the nutrient management that we have to do today to watch out for our environment, provide the products our farmers need to grow their crop. We need diversity where we can handle many different types of products as well as buy them in large quantities.
And with this new fertilizer shed, not only are you going to have a lot more storage, as you can see just by driving by, it's a pretty big building, but I think also you might have some new products, or you want to touch on what you're going to be storing in the shed?
Just a list of some different things. You know, in the past, if you could handle DAP, diammonium phosphate, and potash and urea, you were pretty well set in the fertilizer arena. Now, with again, as we move into nutrient management and stewardship, you know, we'll be handling triple superphosphate, MES-10, which is a nitrogen phosphate sulfur source. We'll still handle DAP, potash, urea, but then there's other forms of urea, ESN, AMS for other products like that. So anyway, just a whole smorgasbord of products that we need to have available for our producers today, and this facility will allow us to do that.
Well, sounds like a great addition to M&M, and I'm sure if farmers would like more information about those products, they can contact one of your agronomy or crop specialists.
Absolutely. Any of our agronomy, our seed specialists, as well as plant managers, location managers in any of our three counties.
Well, thank you very much, Brad. And something else that's been going on for M&M right across the street, you've now acquired Wolf Oil. And I think we're going to be visiting with some people from the energy department. And we're going to take a minute to talk with Brent Wadsworth. And Brent, you are the energy marketing manager. And as I've learned, there's going to be some new products available with the acquisition of Wolf Oil.
Yes, happy to have Kent on board and the Wolf Oil customers and the new customer base that we can serve. And Kent had everything that farmers needed, everything that his customers needed, but we have some additional products now that are available to them through this acquisition. And one of them is bulk diesel exhaust fluid and bulk lubes, full line of bulk lubes. And then our premium diesel fuel, which is Dieselex Gold. And that is the primary additional products that we offer now.
All right. Well, that also sounds like a good change for the business. And we've also got Kent Wolf here. And Kent, as we were talking, it's still you. Customers come in, deal with you, just kind of a new name for the business.
Yep, that's all really it is. I'm still there. I'd like to see all my customers still come in, pay your bill, call me, please. And I like to just, as business as usual, that's all we want to do here.
Anything you'd like to say to your customers or anything you'd like to say to the community?
Well, you know, changes happen in life, and this is one big change for me. When we talked about a change like this, I thought it would be good for the producers in the long run, and I really do think it will.
And we were talking a little bit before with Brad, and he said, you know, M&M and Wolf Oil have always had a pretty good working relationship and have known your family for many years now.
Yes, we've been discussing this for the 10, 15 years, even when my mom and dad was alive and, you know, when they was wanting to retire. And it wasn't time then, but I think now was the time to merge with them.
Brad, is there anything else that you would like to add about these recent changes or anything else about M&M Service Company?
Well, just that they're all very positive changes for the future and for our patrons. And I would just say that we are a member of Gromark, located in Bloomington, Illinois. With that, we are locally 100% owned by our farmer owners who do business with us. And at the end of the year, if we have profits, which we normally do, we share those profits in the form of patronage back to our owners. So if you're a farmer in Macoupin, Madison, Montgomery County, and do business with M&M Service Company, you are a owner of our company. And we value that, and we're here to serve our patrons.
Brad Kloss, Brent Wadsworth, and Kent Wolf of M&M Service Company. And we'll be back with more right after these messages. Well, we'll wrap things up today with news from Springfield. The butter cow at the Illinois State Fair has been named Cream Puff. As opposed to previous years, the classic dairy sculpture was completed prior to the start of this year's fair. Sarah Pratt, the new sculptor, spent over 65 hours in the weeks leading up to the fair sculpting the butter cow with the help of her husband, Andy. Pratt is training her daughters in butter sculpting and is hoping to pass along the trade for generations to come. Unfortunately, due to Sarah's prior commitments, the Pratt family was unable to attend the fair's opening ribbon-cutting ceremony yesterday, but Pratt joined the press conference by phone to describe how she chose her inspiration for the 2016 butter cow. And she said this year's butter cow was inspired by the Jersey cow, as it was the first cow she learned to sculpt. It fit nicely in the display case, and it complemented the windows. Sarah also revealed that with the help of her family, they named the sculpture Cream Puff after the delicious treats served in the dairy building. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.